shining and making music till the day we die. Now it's time to cry. And it was time from RSBK, from RSBK.
This is Jessica Kinzer, Marketing Director for NAPT in Lincoln, Nebraska. Thanks for tuning in to Native Sound's Artist Profile. Devin Whirlwind Soldier, also known as Buttas, was raised on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. Devin began singing with his uncles and cousins on the Powwow Trail. While traveling, Devin met his singing partner, Stephen Yellowhawk. The duo began singing hand drum songs, which eventually evolved into recording their album, Northern Lights. Since then, Devin and Stephen also sing in the native group, RSBK. NAPT production assistant Tobias Grant spoke with Devin about his music, his upcoming album, and his role as a mentor for Native youth. Here's the interview from March 2011.
What tribes are you a member of?
I am a member of the Navajo Diné tribe down in Tuba City, Arizona, the Western Navajo Agency. I am also half Lakota from the Rosebud Sioux Reservation. In Rosebud, I grew up most of my life as a young kid. And as I grew older, I started to, you know, get more involved into powwowing and everything. And as soon as I turned about 16, and then finally I had to move on, and I moved in to the city, and then I moved to Arizona until I was 19, until I had to recently relocate back here, where I met up with a very interesting individual named Stephen Yellowhawk, and we decided to make some music together.
So did you guys meet in high school?
Me and Steve, no, we basically met, like, through the powwow trail. We basically knew each other just by other bros, and that was it. And he had an amazing voice. He could play the piano. And he got into all this round dance music, and he loves the love songs I made. And so, like, after a while, he started singing them, and we started singing them together. And, like, we knew each other just off and on for, I'd say, probably about 8 years.
When did you realize that singing was what you wanted to do?
Like, the main thing that kept me singing was the fact that I was staying out of trouble and, like, staying out of anything that was, you know, negative that was around the people, my surroundings, basically. You know, at first, my singing was just, like, you know, a hobby. And after I heard that kind of, you know, statement, it kind of made me more like I had to do it now. You know, like, this is my calling. I sang with Bad Nation. I did a powwow CD with them. I did a powwow CD with Standing Horse. I did a hand game CD with the group called We Mahia. And then I also did a CD with the drum group down south called Diné Nation Jr. And then that's whenever I made Northern Lights. So it was a lot different because I'm used to powwow music and hand game music where there was a lot of people. And, like, they would just record us constantly, like, all of us singing together, about 4 or 5 mics. But the Northern Lights CD was a lot different because it was just me one-on-one, you know, and, like, I felt like I could be myself for once. I'm slowly developing a new kind of style for myself. I mean, I still got my old flow, but I'm just looking for a new style for myself as I'm progressing, you know? This new album, like, I'll be fresh. I already know I know what's expected from my producers and what I need to do. So the first time it was hectic, but this time I got everything down for a solo CD.
Was Northern Lights a contemporary album, or is it just a harmonized round dance album?
Oh, definitely contemporary, definitely. It wasn't all mainly round dance. It had chants, but, like, chants where we would sing, like, during hand games. Actually, Need You was kind of a song that we made, like, out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It was a song that was made for a guy's mixtape. One night, the guy was going through his beat for his mixtape, and, you know, like, after a while, like, I started singing the Hey Hey, and Stevens joined me, and, like, it kind of just formed. And then we made the Need You words, and that's where we first recorded it that same night. And then that song was like that for a long time. It was supposed to be on this guy's mixtape. So then that's when Kilo decided to rap on it, Kilo and Steve. And I wasn't rapping at that time. I wasn't doing any kind of RSBK. I wasn't doing anything like that. I was just doing strictly powwow. And so that's how Need You came up to be on Northern Lights CD. And it was definitely one of the best decisions we made. So, like, when we did Need You, it was, like, perfect because we sang to the beat, and it just came together.
Are you going to have any music videos to go with this album?
That's something that could be done. Me, I didn't do this for, like, fame or for anything like that. So I never really did think about a video or anything like that. But a lot of people did ask about it, so it's still in the air, though.
Is there a website or somewhere that people can listen to your music?
As of right now, MySpace is the only one. I'm trying to get on iTunes as well. The MySpace address is www.myspace.com/ButdazAndSteven. B-U-D-D-A-Z, then the letter N, and then S-T-E-P-H-E-A.
You and Steven make up half of RSBK. Who are the other two?
RSBK consists of R meaning Ricky, S Steven, B Buttas, and K Kilo. And that's what RSBK stands for. And yeah, all of us, we write our own music and we're doing our thing. And as of right now, we're trying to get out Kilo's new CD that he'll be coming out with pretty soon called Instrumentality. And that's all rap. And
are you guys all from the same area, like Rosebud?
Yeah, well, most of us are. Yeah, most of us are from Rosebud. Like, we went to school out there. Only one that really wasn't from there was Steven. And Steven's been in Rapid City his whole life.
Have you had a lot of success with getting tribal radio stations to play your albums?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All over South Dakota and Nebraska. Much love to all the radio stations. As far as I know, about 9 radio stations play our CD in South Dakota. And then, like, they play our music in, like, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and obviously Nebraska. New Mexico, that area. I have a lot of cousins down there that work in gift shops, and they bought a lot of CDs. So, like, we've been spread out a little bit. We just really haven't really reached the East Coast and the Southeast region, but mainly Midwest, West, and Southwest is where we've been.
Is that where listeners can purchase your album? Is, like, at gift shops? And
yeah, definitely. Any gift shop in Flagstaff, Arizona, here in Rapid. There's some gift shops at the Grand Canyon as well.
What are your upcoming plans for the rest of the year?
To release my new solo album that will be coming soon, and hopefully just start back up into the powwow trail and spread my music around. Get out and travel, kind of show my face a little bit more. We never did travel, really, unless we had a show. Other than that, we just stayed here in Rapid, and that's how, like, we just got big off of MySpace, Facebook, YouTube.
What advice do you have for the youth who are interested in joining a drum group or singing songs?
Get involved. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for music. You have a passion for it, do it. Even if you doubt yourself, just do it. You never want to look back and say, I wish I did that. And I work for this organization called Ateapi. It's a fatherhood program where we take adolescents after school. So that way we keep them out of trouble. Because a lot of kids, most of the time, they get in trouble between 3 and 5. So our program is between 3 and 5. And so, like, what our program, we have to have sobriety for 2 years. We can't do drugs. We can't do anything like that. And, like, that's really hard to find around this area. So, like, any of us mentors that are found like that, then it's kind of rare, especially around this area where you find a young Indian male that doesn't drink or smoke. So that's basically how my life's been this past 5 years, is all about being a role model. Like I said, man, all you youth, get on it. Get doing something, music, whatever you love to do, dance. Continue on, whatever you want to do. Only way you can fail is if you set yourself up. Just remember that. Don't ever set yourself up to fail. Just remember that you always can say, I can do that.
Way high, oh, you're so beautiful, oh, oh, eyes of an angel, oh, oh, you have my heart to hold, oh, 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 please don't let go.
That was the interview with Devin Whirlwind Soldier. Devin is currently in the process of recording his first solo album. For more information about Devin or to listen to music from his album Northern Lights, visit www.myspace.com/ButdazAndStevens. That's BuddazAndStephen. Or visit www.myspace.com/TheRealRSBK. That's TheRealRSBK. Support for Eros Audio's Native Sounds Artist Profile comes in part from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. CPB's mission is to facilitate the development of and ensure universal access to non-commercial, high-quality programming and telecommunications services on the web at cpb.org.